Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts says for now it won't pay members of its board of directors. The move comes as the state attorney general investigates Blue Cross for its $11 million payout to a former CEO, Cleve Killingsworth, who stepped down last year. The attorney general had also asked the not-for-profit health insurer to justify paying the board members as much as $90,000 a year when such a practice is not common at nonprofits outside the health industry. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
The board of directors of Blue Cross Blue Shield voluntarily agreed to indefinitely suspend its members' compensation. In total, that amounts to more than $1.2 million a year. The payments for the 18 board members make up a fraction of the $13 billion company. But the board says it heard clearly the community's anger at the board payments and the severance package to former CEO Cleve Killingsworth. The new CEO, Andrew Dreyfus, says the board wanted to show it's acting responsibly.
The board really wanted to move the discussion back to talking about healthcare affordability, and this issue really had become too much of a distraction. They really wanted to send a message that there's a new era of Blue Cross where we're going to be more modest in our compensation practices.
Dreyfus says most Blue Cross boards across the country pay their directors because they need to attract people with business and financial expertise. Board members in this state include Bob Haynes, president of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO, who was paid $72,000 last year. The president of Simmons College, Helen Drinan, got $84,000. Some members also received free health coverage. Paul Guzzi, CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, who received $84,000 for sitting on the board, says with his business background, he brings value.
The combination of experiences, an understanding of finances, and a deep commitment to improving the healthcare system here in Massachusetts were all criteria that led to my going on the board.
The attorney general applauds the Blue Cross move and says the other three nonprofit health insurance companies in the state should reevaluate their practice of paying board members as well. Tufts Health Plan says it's looking into it. Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and Fallon Community Health Plans did not return a call for comment. Blue Cross says in addition to suspending board pay, it's starting to examine whether the insurer should even be classified as a public charity. CEO Dreyfus says that label creates unrealistic expectations.
We are a not-for-profit organization, but on the other hand, we need to act as a business. We need to act competitively in the market. We're a large financial enterprise. And I think that creates some confusion in the public's mind. Are we a business or are we a charity?
Dreyfus says Blue Cross doesn't accept donations and already pays taxes. The board says it will explore another way to classify the insurer, but it is not considering becoming a for-profit. Attorney General Martha Coakley says it's a good time to consider a change.
For Blue Cross Blue Shield, it would require a statutory change, but it's never inappropriate for a board of an institution to at least review and consider should they be organized some other way.
The board says as long as there are conflicting expectations about who Blue Cross is and how the insurer should behave, there will be questions about compensation and other business practices. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.